This is Dr. Olivero dictating for the 28th of August of the year 2023. The first patient is Eliezer Ortiz. The first name, E-L-I-E-Z like in Zulu, E-R like in Roger. Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z like in Zulu. Number one. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old patient of Dr. Beltre that has been referred to this office because of the presence of what is suspected to be diabetic nephropathy. This patient has a serum creatinine that is 2 milligrams per cent, an estimated EFR that is 32. And interestingly, this patient has an albumin creatinine ratio that is 371. Protein creatinine ratio was not determined. Period. There is no evidence of urinary tract infection. Period. This patient has been diagnosed diabetic. He is no more than 5 years with this diagnosis. The blood pressure, the blood sugar has been under fair control. The hemoglobin A1C has been oscillated between 6 and 7. At the present time, the latest hemoglobin A1C that was on August 22nd of 2023 was 6. Period. The patient is taking 300 milligrams of irbesartan. The question here is if we are going to start him on an SGLT2 inhibitor like Jardiance. And this patient is taking 300 milligrams of irbesartan. I am going to evaluate the macroproteinuria. If the macroproteinuria is elevated, I don't hesitate in starting this medication. Period. The reason for me not to start it today is because I don't know whether or not the patient has obstructive nephropathy. If this patient has a nocturia that is times 6 and he didn't have the ultrasound of the pelvis done in order to measure the residual. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. At the present time, the blood pressure is 147 over 72. Number three, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under adequate control. Following number, the patient has glaucoma in both eyes that is followed by the ophthalmologist. Following number, the patient is taking allopurinol because of a remote history of gout. Following number, BPH that must be evaluated. And for that reason, we're going to request a post-void ultrasound of the pelvis and a PSA. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab, because it's my first time with this patient, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.